From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Stocks fell sharply today over investor concerns about a downgrading of Greece's government debt. The Dow dropped below the 11,000 level, closing down 213 points to 10,992. More from NPR's John Itzty.
The Dow Industrials declined nearly 2%. That's the biggest loss in almost 3 months. The S&P 500 closed below the 1,200 level, losing 2.3%. The declines were largely due to Standard & Poor's decision to lower the rating of Greek debt to junk status and also downgrade Portugal's debt. It's the first time a euro member has lost its investment-grade rating since the euro was introduced in 1999. The European currency lost ground against the dollar and the yen as investors worried the loss of confidence could spread to other government bonds. European policymakers are struggling to agree to measures that would reassure investors concerned about swelling budget deficits in a number of European countries. John Itzty, NPR News, Washington.
NASDAQ also closed down 51 points today. Executives at investment bank Goldman Sachs were lambasted by lawmakers on Capitol Hill today. Senator Carl Levin, chair of the Permanent Subcommittee on Investigations, grilled the former head of the mortgage department at Goldman about whether he felt obligated to tell clients he was betting against their trades, something Levin maintains Goldman did with the product it sold.
The firm's own documents show that while it was marketing risky mortgage-related securities, it was placing large bets against the U.S. mortgage market.
However, a top Goldman trader defended the investment bank's action, saying it was seeking to manage risk. Goldman, one of the oldest investment banks on Wall Street, has been accused of helping to inflate the housing bubble. U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder says the federal government may challenge Arizona's tough new immigration law. Meanwhile, any congressional action on immigration appears dead for this year. More from NPR's Don Gagne.
Attorney General Holder says the Arizona law could lead to abuse because of its requirement that law enforcement officers ask anyone they suspect of being in the country illegally to produce documentation. Testifying before a Senate committee, Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano calls the Arizona law misguided and warns it will siphon money her department needs to go after dangerous illegal immigrants. All of this comes as President Obama continues to call for an overhaul of federal immigration laws. No bill has yet been written. And now the one Republican who's appeared ready to work with Democrats on the issue, Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina, says the time is not right. Graham says border security needs to be addressed first. Don Gagne, NPR News, Washington.
Crude oil futures prices ended the day lower. Oil was down $1.76 a barrel to end the session at $82.44 a barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange. You're listening to NPR. In a decision that could lead to a legal showdown with Congress, the Obama administration is promising lawmakers it will provide some, but not all, of the materials requested concerning last year's Fort Hood shooting rampage. The decision comes after the Senate Homeland Security Committee requested the Pentagon share what it knows about the shooting that claimed the lives of 13 people. Jeff Morrell is the Pentagon's press secretary.
We are prepared to bend over backwards, at least on two of the four issues that were the subject of the subpoena.
Pentagon says turning over all the requested information, however, would jeopardize its planned prosecution of the suspect, Major Nadal Hassan. Officials did agree the committee can read Hassan's personnel file in a secret portion of a Pentagon report. A study in mice finds that brain injuries heal better if damaged areas are protected from a protein found in blood. NPR's John Hamilton has more.
Blood contains a protein called fibrinogen that helps clots form around a wound. But when fibrinogen comes in contact with an injury in the brain or spinal cord, it leads to scarring that can prevent nerve cells from reconnecting. So a team from the University of California, San Francisco, studied brain injuries in mice bred to lack fibrinogen. The result? Brain injuries healed without scarring. Researchers say the next step is to see whether a similar approach could help people who've suffered an injury to the brain or spinal cord. The study appears in the Journal of Neuroscience. John Hamilton, NPR News.
Closely watched home price index shows some upward movement in February for the first time in more than 3 years, though still falling short of analysts' expectations. The Standard & Poor's Case-Shiller Index, which looks at house prices in 20 cities, showed overall prices up 0.6%. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News, in Washington.